Is that Browns, what we saw on Sunday, real? Is that a repeatable offense that can go score more than 20 points a game, unlike what we saw before? Yes or no?
Yes. You know why I say that?
This is the good part. Yes.
Because I think what we saw in the first seven games is not what we thought we would see this year. I thought that was the aberration more than Sunday was the aberration. Do you know what I mean? The offense was so bad. And no other way to describe it, under Deshaun. It was so bad. Now, there were other issues, okay? We all know that. There were other factors.
Give you three, right? Offensive line was a mess, and you didn't have Nick Chubb.
There you go. And so there are other factors. But I thought the offense would be better. I didn't think it would be great, but I thought the offense would certainly be better than not scoring more than 18 points in a game and not being able to get the ball downfield and not having a 200-yard passing game. You know, you had Amari Cooper for a good chunk of this. Imagine if... And no complaints about the receivers who are here because, boy, have they played well under Jameis. They've looked terrific. But what if Amari Cooper were in this crew? You know? I mean, it's a wide receiver group that I've wanted additions to.
I don't think Cedric Tillman flourishes as much if Amari Cooper's
going. I think you're absolutely right. But I think Amari Cooper is probably still the best receiver of that crew. At least for now. It might not take long until maybe somebody keeps coming. You never know.
Jerry Jeudy
has shown the most life he's shown all year.
Yeah.
Elijah Moore has shown the most life he's shown all year. And Cedric Tillman getting an opportunity and going nuts with it. I mean, for whatever it's worth, Cedric Tillman, according to all the fantasy football websites, the number one roster claim. If you don't have him, you've missed out.
Really?
That's a guy who wasn't even... Didn't even scratch the surface of anything here in the last year in six games. And now all of a sudden he's like the number one hot pickup in fantasy football. A Browns receiver, think about that, is the hot pickup in fantasy football. Why? Because he's produced on the field. He's been really good. So, Andy, I think more than anything, what we saw before was the aberration. And what we've seen now is more of what we expected. Now, is it repeatable?
I think
yes, but you got to remember the Ravens' pass defense was injured and awful. They had the worst pass defense in the NFL yardage wise coming into this game. So this game coming up against the Chargers, I think will be another indication. I don't care that the Ravens had the worst pass defense. And I say that because the Browns were just horrendous on offense. And it was the Ravens. Browns were 1-6. Browns needed a win.
I think the biggest winner here as far as getting to the end zone is David Njoku. You know, Njoku twice now has been able to connect with Winston to be able to get touchdowns. You know,
same with Tillman.
Right. Well, but every game. So now he's got a little bit of a streak going here.
Yeah. He's got a little Freddie Freeman thing going, is what you're saying.
Can he hit a grand slam for us this week? I feel like that. I was listening to Aditi Kinkabala this morning on the morning show.
God bless you.
Thank you. And she said something I thought was super interesting. She looking at these other two win teams out there and saying, like, the Bengals kind of feel like a two win team, right? And
they feel like a three win team, don't they?
Well, yeah, I guess so. You're right. But on defense, they feel like a 2-3 win team, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like on defense, I don't see the talent.
How about we take a number away and we say, they feel like an team.
Well, the point was is that she was making this point about how, you know, some teams kind of feel like it's over and they don't have, and that the Browns have talent. Like the talent doesn't match the record. At least that's the way I felt coming out Sunday. And now that you've got a quarterback that is going to get rid of the ball quick, he's not going to run into his own guys or run into a sack. I mean, again, he was on pace for like 90 sacks for the entire season. I mean, that's like insane. Jameis got sacked twice.
Yeah, but Andy, that's a byproduct of his career, too.
I mean,
it's something he's done since he's been in the league. That's
just
the way.
Didn't work here.
No, it hasn't so far, and I mean, we may never find out again if it will. Maybe we will. I don't know.
All right, so what has to happen for this to maintain, to be what – I don't even know if winning or losing is the factor here, right? Like, you have the talent. I mean, look at those wide receivers, just like you said, Jeff. I mean, these guys – we were looking for them on milk bottles a couple days ago.
They've erased – they've started to erase a little bit of doubt. Okay? You know, I've been high on Cedric Tillman since he got here. I've wanted to see him. Let's see what this guy can do.
Coincided with the legalization of stuff here, too. Almost the exact time. You just said you're high. You're good with it. Yeah.
Wow. I've wanted to see him. But, A, we didn't see any wide receiver do well. And, B, Amari Cooper was here. And so that was partially keeping Cedric off the field. Andy, he's looked good. I mean, he's tons of targets. He's been the most productive wide receiver in the NFL the last 2 weeks. And I know there was some thought that in the previous game, okay, well, you know, Deshaun got hurt and DTR was his high school teammate and that helped. And then, you know, Jameis came in and everything else. But, you know, his high school teammate, that helped. No, his high school teammate didn't throw him the ball on Sunday. Mm. Didn't throw him two touchdown passes. Mm. That was Jameis. And so that's, I think he's really interesting. Thank God we saw Elijah Moore. I mean, seriously, there. When Elijah came into the league, when he was in his rookie year with the Jets, he looked really promising. And then it kind of crumbled on him there. And I'm not sure why. And that's why the Browns were able to get him. But the Browns had to pay a decent price for him. That's the best he's looked since he's been here, I think. And he looked like a guy when I'm watching a football game where I thought, please give him the ball. Get the football to him. I thought the same thing about Tillman. I thought the same thing about Judy. When's the last time you thought that about three Browns receivers?
Jarvicious, Winslow, and
Braylon.
And Braylon, yeah. I mean, I don't think these three are those three, but.
Not yet.
At least now there might be a path.
But guess what? Yeah, I'd like to. Let's put it this way. I'd sure like to see more. I'd like to see more.
Well, it's not going to be for a lack of throwing the ball, James Winston, as your quarterback, right? That's not going to be an issue. So you talked about the things that may have hindered Deshaun that Jameis had at his accessories, as his accessories, on Sunday with Nick Chubb. And then why did DeJuan Jones suddenly look like a left tackle?
You know what the thing about DeJuan?
And was it because Jameis gets rid of the ball so fast?
Well, there was one play. It was right before half when Jameis got sacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if DeJuan missed a block or an assignment or if somebody else missed a pickup or whatever. Other than that, did you even really notice that DeJuan was out there?
No, and what's interesting
is... that's what you want, right?
So being in the press box, I probably had four or five people come up to me because I was still trying to digest what we saw. Yeah. And they were like, hey, that wasn't his fault. He was... The blocking scheme was to the inside, not to the out, and then the out opened up. So that he was blocked, unless he misread his blocking scheme, but his block was to the in, and the sack came from the out. At least that's what I was told by, like, and I had, like, people walk out of there going, hey, that wasn't his fault. I'm like, well, why is everybody suddenly being his defender? Like, did he need a lawyer in the press box?
Do you know why, Andy?
Because they want him to succeed?
Because the idea of 6'8" and 340 pounds playing left tackle well is really appealing.
It is.
That's why. That's why.
I mean, we've gone from DeJuan Jones.
Andy, if he's good, think about that. If he's good, he's your left tackle for the next decade.
And we've made mistakes on the offensive line before. I just listen to people who have sat at this mic and just trashed guys on our offensive line who, for some reason, you know, maybe played bad, but never really gave him a chance to grow, and then they end up going to play for the Mitchell Schwartz thing.
Yeah, that didn't work.
It didn't work here. It seemed to work everywhere else.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, but we wanted to crush him every day. We wanted to make fun of him. And it was just like, why are we jumping all over this guy so quickly? And then all of a sudden, you know, he ends up, and then we were mad when he left because they wanted to keep him. And then he ends up having a good career. So, mm-hmm. You know, as far as trying to believe in this team, so the defense, I believe, stayed consistent. You know, made plays when they needed them to. They've been the same consistent defense. I think the biggest difference was they weren't gassed. They only had one series. It was a lengthy series in that first quarter, But they didn't look gassed at the end of the game. And I had faith in them towards the end of the game too. Like I didn't think they were going to score. But although I was getting worried as you're counting 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000s when the Ravens are trying to set up a play at the end of the game while they're in that.
You're allowed to rush. It's not like, you know, 5 Mississippi.
But it's what it felt like though, didn't it? And he would still roll out to that same point and you'd see, you know, one of the big ugly defensive linemen have him and go after him.
That's for somebody's little baby. Not big ugly.
They're big uglies. They'll always be the big uglies.
I thought those were offensive linemen.
Either way, you're a lineman, you're a big ugly.
I don't think that's very nice.
Well, you give me another nickname.
Harsh, lineman.
All right, you're a defensive lineman who's just sprinted, you know, 10 yards past the line of scrimmage because
so
you thought
a
you had.
Big lineman.
So you tried to, you know, you look like you were sitting there on the edge of having a sack, and then all of a sudden, you just watch Lamar just go right around you. And now all of a sudden he's standing there and he's got an open pocket and he's got time to set both feet and try to figure out where it is while your defensive backs are trying to cover as much ground as they possibly can. And then you got to hope that he doesn't throw a touchdown pass, which he didn't. And that's how you ended up getting a victory. But I still wonder if this is going to be the norm. Can this be the norm? Can they compete against the rest of the NFL so that we can kind of sit back and not look at the fact they only have 2 wins, right? You're sitting here and you're going, they got 2 wins. I don't know how far this thing's going to go. But I didn't feel that way. It was just rejuvenation, I think, watching Sunday's game and then thinking, all right, well, maybe there is some hope. You got the other Harbaugh coming up with the Chargers on Sunday, and then you got a week off. And I don't know if that week off is at the right time or not. So all those things are sitting out there in front of you.